We'll speak to the Lord in prayer. Our God and Father, we come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank thee the time has arrived when we can open thy word and consider the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel message of which the Lord Jesus is the center, because he's the only Savior for sinners. It would be good if someone here today on the call, if they've never done so before, trust Christ as Lord and Savior, repenting of their sin. We pray thou wilt bless everyone on the call. We do not know the needs of everyone, but thou knowest. Thou knowest our need just now. And we pray thou would help us as we look into thy word. We would pray for those who need our particular prayers at this time. We think of our friend, the preacher Jack Hay from Scotland, known to some of us very well. We think of him in hospital, and we pray that this heart problem may be put right, that he'll be able to have the necessary treatment for it and be restored to health. And so we pray now thy help for us as we continue now on this Zoom meeting, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We're reading today from John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verses 10 to 12. There will be other scriptures as well as we go through the message, but we're going to read those verses to begin with. And it's good to see everyone who's joined. We're glad to see all who've joined, family, friends, and others. We're very pleased to see you. And so we'll read now then John chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. I'll read in English and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog. John 1, verse 10. He, that's the Lord Jesus, he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. He came unto his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
So ang ating babasahin sa araw na ito ay mula sa aklat ni Juan, chapter 1, verses 10 hanggang 12. Verse 10, siya ay nasa sanlibutan at nalikha ang sanlibutan sa pamamagitan niya at hindi siya nakilala ng sanlibutan. Siya ay dumating sa kanyang sariling mga tao, at ang kanyang sariling mga tao ay hindi siya tinanggap. That's verse 11. Verse 12. Ngunit sa mga tumanggap sa kanya, sa kanila'y binigyan niya ng kapangyarihang maging mga anak ng Diyos, sa kanila nga naniniwala sa pangalan niya.
John chapter 1 tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is also called the Word several times in that chapter, he created the world. The world was made by him, verse 10, and all things were made by him. We read that back in verse 3 of the chapter.
Ang unang kabanata ng aklat ni Juan ay nagpapahayag sa atin na ang Panginoong Hesukristo, ang anak ng Diyos, na tinatawag ding ang Salita, na siya din ang lumikha ng sanlibutan. Ang sanlibutan ay kanyang nilikha at ang lahat ay kanyang nilikha.
Yet the world knew him not, verse 10. Even the Jewish nation into which he was born failed to recognize him and refused to receive him when he came to them. His own received him not, verse 11.
Subalit hindi siya nakilala ng sanlibutan, maging ang mga sambayanan ng mga Hudyo kung saan siya ay isinilang ay nabigong kilalanin siya at tinanggihan siyang tanggapin nang siya ay magtungo sa kanila. Ang kanyang sariling mga tao ay hindi siya tinanggap. Mula sa verse 11.
This was because the world was and still is a world full of sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, says Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And the Lord Jesus is absolutely holy, perfect. He is sinless and cannot sin. Therefore, when he lived his perfect life here on earth, his perfect life exposed the sin of those sinners.
Sa dahilan ang sanlibutan hanggang ngayon ay puno ng makasalanan, sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos, mula sa aklat ng Roma chapter 3 verse 23. At ang Panginoong Hesus ay banal, perpekto. Siya ay walang bahid ng kasalanan at hindi kailanman magkakasala. Kung kaya't ang matuwid at walang bahid na kasalanan niyang pamumuhay ay naglalantad sa kasalanan ng mga tao.
The very first man and woman whom God created disobeyed their creator. Adam brought the human race into sin by his disobedience to God. So we were all born sinners. Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2 teach us that we are dead in trespasses and sins and are the children of disobedience.
Ang unang lalaki at babae na nilikha ng Diyos ay sumuway sa kanilang tagapaglikha. Ang pagsuway ni Adan sa kautusan ng Diyos ay nagdala sa sangkatauhan sa pagkakasala, kung kaya't tayo ay isinilang na makasalanan. Sa mga taga-Efeso, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, ay nagpapahayag na tayo ay patay sa ating pagsalangsang sa ating mga kasalanan at sa ating mga kasalanan at mga anak ng pagsuway.
This means that without Christ, without God's salvation, you are dead towards God and continue on in sins, you remain an enemy of God with no desire to know him or to receive Christ.
Ito ay nangangahulugan na kung walang Kristo, walang pagliligtas ng Diyos. Ikaw ay patay patungo sa Diyos. At ang pagpapatuloy sa landas ng kasalanan, ikaw ay mananatiling kaaway ng Diyos at walang pagnanasang kilalanin at tanggapin si Kristo.
The heart of man being in such a sinful condition was why the world refused to receive the Son of God when he came into the world. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 3 says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But verse 10 of that chapter says that God made Christ's soul an offering for sin. That is, for my sin. For your sin.
Ang pagkakaroon ng makasalanang puso ang dahilan kung kaya tinanggihan ng sanlibutan na tanggapin ang anak ng Diyos nang siya ay pumarito. Sa Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3 ay nagsasaad, siya ay hinamak at itinakwil ng mga tao. Isang taong sa kapanglawan ay bihasa sa karamdaman. Subalit sa verse 10 ang nasabing talata ay sinasaad na si Kristo ang kanyang kaluluwa ay inialay o ginawang handog para sa kasalanan, para sa iyo at para sa aking kasalanan.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. Our sins deserve God's judgment. But out of great love for you and me, the Lord Jesus Christ bore that judgment we deserve. But we must personally repent of sin, and you must personally receive him as your Lord and Savior.
Si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan. Ito'y mula sa aklat ng unang Timoteo chapter 1 verse 15. Nararapat na tayo ay parusahan ng Diyos dahil sa ating mga kasalanan. Subalit, dahil sa dakilang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa iyo at sa akin, pinasan ng Panginoong Hesukristo ang kaparusahang nararapat upang makamtan ang kapatawaran. Subalit, upang makamtan ang kapatawaran ng Diyos, kinakailangan kang magsisi sa iyong mga kasalanan at tanggapin si Jesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas.
If you continue in your sins without him, you will have to suffer that you consume forever. The lake of fire. God does not desire you to be in that dreadful place forever and ever. He wants to save you. Now, as this gospel message comes to you today,
kung kayo ay magpapatuloy sa inyong mga kasalanan at baliwalain ang Panginoon, daranasin ninyo ang kaparusahang magpakailanman sa dagat-dagatang apoy. Hindi nais ng Diyos na kayo ay tumungo sa kakilakilabot na lugar magpasawalang hanggan. Nais niya kayong iligtas. At maaari kayong maligtas ngayon sa pakikinig ng mensahe ng Ebanghelyo.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4 says this. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Sa aklat ng Unang Korinto, chapter 15, verse 3 and 4 ay nagsasaad, si Kristo ay namatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan, ayon sa mga kasulatan, at siya ay inilibing, at siya ay muling nabuhay ng ikatlong araw, ayon din sa mga kasulatan.
Evil men crucified the Lord Jesus. They received him not. On the cross, he suffered, having been falsely accused of sin. But he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. He suffered, but he did no sin. He laid down his life, shed his own precious blood, and he died for us.
Ipinapako ng masasamang tao ang Panginoong Jesus. Siya ay hindi nila tinanggap. Siya ay nagdusa sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Sa maling paratang na siya ay makasalanan. Datapwat, siya ay nahayag upang mag-alis ng kasalanan at sa kanya ay walang kasalanan. Unang Juan chapter 3 verse 5. Datapwat, siya ay nagdusa, inaalay ang kanyang buhay, ibinuhos ang sariling dugo at namatay para sa atin.
In three dark hours on that cross, God made his own son to be sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. There on the cross, Christ bore all the judgment for our sins, and God has accepted his sacrifice.
Nang ipako sa krus ang Panginoon, ay nagkaroon ng tatlong oras na kadiliman sa lupa. Sa mga sandaling iyon, ipinataw ng Diyos sa kanyang anak na itinuring na makasalanan para sa atin. Kalawangto, chapter 5, verse 21. At sa krus, pinasan ni Kristo ang kaparusahang nararapat para sa ating mga kasalanan at tinanggap ng Diyos ang kanyang alay.
Christ finished that work. Before he died, he cried out on the cross. The words that are recorded in John chapter 19, verse 30, it is finished. No works of ours can be added to that. God will only accept the work of that Christ has finished. No works we can do can save us.
Tinapos ng Panginoong Jesus ang gawain ng pagliligtas bago siya namatay. Siya ay sumigaw ng tapos na. Ito ay nakatala sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 19, verse 30. Walang gawa natin ang maaaring idagdag pa. ang ginawa lamang ng Panginoong Hesus ang katanggap-tanggap sa Diyos. Ang ating sariling gawa ay hindi makapagliligtas sa atin sa kaparusahan ng Diyos.
Yes, Christ died and was buried, but he rose from the dead. And because he is alive, he is able and willing to save you now. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9.
Maaring si Kristo ay namatay at inilibing, ngunit siya ay binuhay na muli mula sa mga patay. At dahil siya ay buhay, siya ay may kakayahan at nagnanais na iligtas ka ngayon. Sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma ay nasasaad, kung ipahahayag ng iyong bibig na si Jesus ay Panginoon, at buong puso kang sasampalataya na siya'y muling binuhay ng Diyos, ikaw ay maliligtas.
He has ascended back to heaven. Why then did he not stay on earth for long after he rose from the dead? Have you ever thought about this? Why did he ascend to heaven after 40 days?
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay muling umakyat sa langit. Bakit hindi siya namalagi dito sa mundo? Naisip mo ba ito? Bakit siya nagbalik sa kalangitan matapos ang 40 araw?
It was because the world had rejected him. They received him not. But what a contrast when he ascended, heaven received him. Because in Acts chapter 3, verse 21, we read concerning the Lord Jesus and his ascension, whom heaven must receive.
Sa dahilang itinakwil siya ng sanlibutan, hindi siya tinanggap. May malaking kaibahan sapagkat nang siya ay bumalik o umakyat sa langit, ay tinanggap siya. Sa aklat ng mga gawa, chapter 3, verse 21, ay nagsasaad patungkol sa Panginoong Jesus na siya'y kinakailangang tanggapin sa kalangitan.
Now, remembering that heaven is the place where Christ has been received, consider this serious matter of where your soul will be for eternity. Heaven or hell? Will you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today?
Bigyan pansin, nasa kalangitan ay tinanggap si Kristo. Isaalang-alang natin ang mahalagang bagay kung saan tutungo ang iyong kaluluwa sa kawalang hanggan matapos ang iyong buhay dito sa mundo. Ito'y sa langit ba o sa impyerno? Tatanggapin mo ba ang Panginoong Hesukristo bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas?
If you receive him, repenting of your sins, you enter God's family. You become one of the sons of God, one of his children, by being born again, born of God. The Lord Jesus said, ye must be born again. John chapter 3, verse 7.
Kung tatanggapin mo si Kristo, pagsisisihan ng iyong mga kasalanan, ikaw ay mapapabilang sa pamilya ng Diyos. Magiging isa kang anak ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng muling kapanganakang mula sa Diyos. Ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagwika, nararapat kang maipanganak na muli.
You must receive Christ because heaven is the place where Christ has been received, and you will only be in heaven if you have received him. God wants you to be there. We want to see you there. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ today, or you risk delaying it until it will be forever too late.
Nararapat mong tanggapin si Kristo sapagkat sa langit ang lugar kung saan siya naroroon at ikaw ay makatutungo lamang sa kalangitan sa pamamagitan ng pagtanggap sa Kanya. Nais namin at nais ng Diyos na ikaw ay makasama doon. Tanggapin ang Panginoong Hesukristo ngayon o ipagwalang bahala mo at maging huli na ang lahat.
As we close, please consider this verse very seriously. There's John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
At sa ating pagtatapos sa araw na ito, pagbulay-bulayan mo ang mga talatang ito. Sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 1, verse 12. Ngunit sa mga tumanggap sa Kanya, sa kanila'y binigyan niya ng kapangyarihang maging mga anak ng Diyos. Sa kanila na naniniwala sa pangalan niya.
We'll close with prayer. God and Father, we come to Thee at the close of our time on Zoom again. We pray it might be as a result of Thy word going forth again, that some on this call who may not yet be saved, who've never received Christ, who've never received the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Saviour, the one who loved them and died for them. Oh, how much he loves us, how much he wants to save everyone. But the responsibility now is with everyone individually to answer that question, where will I spend eternity? Heaven or hell. We long that everyone on the call may see their need to take that vital step of faith in the Lord Jesus. Salvation does not come automatically. Everyone is a sinner and needs to repent of sin and trust Christ as Lord and Saviour. We thank Thee that many of us can look back to that time, for we can never forget the moment when we trusted Christ as our Lord and Saviour. If there's those on the call who cannot look back to a moment when they've taken that step of having their sins forgiven, repenting of them, and trusting the Lord Jesus alone to save them, we thank that He's risen from the dead, He's alive forevermore, and He's still saving sinners today. It would be wonderful if someone on the call was saved. And we pray Thou would help them to make that right choice and take the Lord Jesus as Lord and Saviour. And so we pray Thou would bless every one of us according to our need. And we thank Thee for our Lord Jesus, for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that all may come to know Him as Lord and Saviour is our prayer. We ask it in His precious and worthy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.